On October 15, 2010, Chairman of the Federal Reserve, Ben Bernanke, gave a speech at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston entitled Monetary Policy Objectives and Tools in a Low Inflation Environment. Bernanke pointed out that the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, was about to initiate the purchase of Treasury securities with the objectives of reducing the U.S. high unemployment rate and maintaining price stability. Bernanke said, quote, "The Federal Reserve remains committed to pursuing policies that promote our dual objectives of maximum employment and price stability. In particular, the FOMC is prepared to provide additional accommodation, if needed, to support the economic recovery and to return inflation over time to levels consistent with our mandate," unquote. On November 3, 2010, the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, provided additional information as to the amount and duration of its unconventional monetary policy that is commonly called quantitative easing or money printing. The FOMC stated in a press release that, quote, "The committee will maintain its existing policy of reinvesting principal payments from its securities holdings. In addition, the committee intends to purchase a further $600 billion of long-term Treasury securities by the end of the second quarter of 2011, a pace of about $75 billion per month," unquote. The FOMC's cover story is simply not being believed by many economists and investment analysts that follow closely the Federal Reserve's monetary policy. The United States government has been running massive budgetary deficits of over $1,000 billion for the past 2 years that is estimated to continue into fiscal year 2011 and 2012, and over $900 billion in 2013. There is a strong suspicion that the United States Treasury is having increasing trouble selling its securities at Treasury bond and note auctions. The Federal Reserve's unconventional monetary policy, better known as quantitative easing 2, would mean the Fed is the investor of last resort for Treasury bonds and notes when there is a shortage of other investors at Treasury auctions. The Federal Reserve is legally prohibited from buying Treasury securities directly from the Department of Treasury. Instead, the Fed will purchase Treasuries from either primary government security dealers or from a foreign country central bank that will act as a middleman or go-between. The Fed would be monetizing Treasury debt by printing money or Federal Reserve notes in exchange for Treasury bonds and notes. The economic effect is a decline in the purchasing power or value of the U.S. dollar. This is a hidden tax on all Americans' holdings of U.S. dollars. The American people's purchasing power of their dollar currency holdings will buy less goods and services, especially imports. The price of all goods and services would rise. Inflation. Once this becomes apparent, the Federal Reserve's dangerous unconventional monetary policy would have to be terminated. The Fed would have to revert back to a conventional type monetary policy to stop inflation by raising both the federal funds target rate and sell Treasury securities in an effort to reduce the money supply and credit expansion. The time has arrived for Congress to stop the Federal Reserve and the Department of the Treasury from stealing from the American people by devaluing the U.S. dollar. What should be done to promote maximum employment and stable prices? First, cut federal spending. Second, balance the budget. Third, stop the printing of money or quantitative easing to fund budgetary deficits by the Federal Reserve.